Would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, we thank you and praise you for your wonderful gift of Jesus Christ being born to us on this world so that we, sinful dying men, may have life eternal with you. Continue to guide us and lead us with this bright light throughout our lives into the paradise of eternity that awaits. Lord, we ask that the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, would be pleasing in your sight, O Christ, who is our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The hustle and bustle of this hectic holiday season, the hurry and scurry, the racing and chasing to the mall, waiting in the long lines at the checkout counter, buying that perfect gift for that special person, decorations to be put up, trees and tinsel, holly and mistletoe, lights on the tree, preparing for family get-togethers, the squeals of delight. Oh, it's so perfect! And now it's over. The glitz and glamour of this happy holiday gone for another year. Soon the lovely Christmas tree will be bare. No more lights. It will blow in the wind as it twists and turns on the curb, waiting to be tossed into the back of the trash truck. It's over for another year. Or is it? The great prophet Isaiah, the evangelist of the Old Testament, peers into the future. He brings the good news of the soul-saving gospel. And with it, he brings us the word. Rather than a letdown after the festivities, Christ's arrival lets us celebrate Christmas every day. Does the first part of our text sound familiar to you? Listen to it again. Isaiah 61, 10 through 11. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. Do you recognize it? You might, because this was also a portion of our Old Testament reading just 2 weeks ago. The difference is that then we were looking forward to Christmas. Now we're looking past. Now we may be feeling the letdown. Isaiah says, I will greatly rejoice. I shall exult. In our text, the bridegroom is just getting himself decked out for the big day. The bride is just putting on her jewels. The wedding is coming up. Even the earth itself, the garden, is sprouting with anticipation. Everyone can hardly wait. That's the way we felt when we heard those words back on the third Advent Sunday ago. But sometimes after the wedding's over, there's a letdown. Certainly for the parents of the couple as they slump over in their chairs, exhausted and wistful about their baby being all grown up and gone forever from their upstairs bedroom. Perhaps a letdown for some of the guests too, as they wake up not so nearly ready for another day of gala. Maybe even for the bride and groom, as they discover it's not all a party in marriage. There's a lot to learn. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. That was Advent. This is post-Christmas letdown. Troubles never take a holiday. Debt, particularly during January when the Christmas credit card bills start arriving in your mailbox. Depression, for some, the celebrations are over. The relatives have gone home. It's back to work. Back to the routine. The kids are back in school and college. Let down. These may be times we're weary and worn out, nerves frayed. We snap at our loved ones. Our tongues are so sharp they can cut through steel. And all the peace on earth, goodwill toward fellow men, is packed up again in the attic. Gossip from malicious tongues, profanity soiling our lips, backbiting and bickering even within Christian churches appears too. The pains we could anesthetize with brightly colored packages and dreams that this year having the family together would solve everything are back. And they hurt us as much as they did in October. Old grudges, a spouse who cheated on you, a friend who sued you, all let down. On Christmas Day, we sang, "Joy to the World." But has anything about this world really changed? Or is it all back to being the sinful, depressing, disappointing way it was before? Let down. Well, here once more, the inspired words of our prophet Isaiah. "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness." Hear that? This isn't just an Advent Christmas coming up text. This is a Sunday after Christmas text too. Now that Christ has come, God has done something. Clothed us with garments of salvation. Covered us with a robe of Jesus' righteousness. And because that has happened, now we will rejoice. Now we will exalt him on high. The party, dear folks, is just getting started. No letdown. Christ's arrival lets us celebrate. It's Christmas today. It's Christmas every day. The celebration, of course, couldn't really start until now, until Christ came. It's as Paul said in the epistle that he wrote today, when he wrote back then that we read today, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Galatians 4:4-5. When the fullness of time came, then Jesus took our burden upon himself, kept the law perfectly in our place, took the punishment of our law-breaking upon himself on the cross. We celebrate Christmas in our homes, with our families and with our friends. We celebrate with our extended families here in our church. But the celebration, dear folks, does not end there on Christmas Day. It does not end, no. With Christ coming, the wedding doesn't end with throwing rose petals. The wedding continues for the whole endless marriage. For the turban the groom wore in Isaiah's day. For the jewels brides wear then as they do now. The head of the church, Christ, has adorned his bride, you and me, with the one jewel of great price, the good news of Christmas gospel. We wear the royal robes of righteousness, forgiveness of all our sins, spun for us by Jesus on the cross. We are adorned in the garment of salvation, eternal life in heaven, placed on us in our baptism. No letdown, folks. This lets us celebrate every single day. You know, there was a news story ran by ABC News and Fox News, for that matter, too, on July 31st this past year, about a family of treasure hunters from Sanford, Florida. Sanford reminds me of Sanford and Son, as you remember that show. Well, the treasure they found was $350,000 discovered after 10 years of looking. They struck it rich as they looked in the Florida coastlines. They found a 300-year-old Spanish shipwreck where all that gold came from. Now, Jamie and I will be on our way down to Florida, and we'll see if we can come up with a few souvenirs for you there. But I want you to know, you and I now do not have to look too far for the same thing. for us to strike it rich, that is. We strike it rich, eternally rich, every day with the imperishable jewels of Christ. The rich garment of Christ's forgiveness are delivered to us in his word and in his sacrament. When we fess up, as they say, when we fess up to our mess up, those harsh words, the gossip, the bickering, the betraying of our loved ones, carrying grudges for years, we are again every day washed clean in the bloody cross of the Babe of Bethlehem. While we feel the letdown of family gone, perhaps, of debts that don't go away, of work and routine in life that we wish we could just in some way change, we are again reminded that Emmanuel came to be God with us every day. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, our text says, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. There is no letdown, folks. Christ being born to be among us lets us celebrate this fact forever. Dear old Simeon, you know, had waited all his life for Christmas. And then today in our gospel text, Mary and Joseph finally bring the baby into the temple. It's a moment Simeon had been anticipating for years. He takes the Christ child in his arms, and there in his arms is no letdown. Simeon says, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. His eyes had seen salvation that he's been waiting for and all the world needed. There is no disappointment, dear friends in Christ, no letdown. Let the celebration begin. Christmas every day. And as we continue each and every day to be reminded about the Christmas, the gift that God the Father has given to us, may it always shine bright. May it always be our light for our path that gives us eternal peace with him. We praise this to you, O Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, both now and forevermore. Amen.